my dream flight. I close my eyes and picture the portal. I enter the dream. The sky is filled with spark clouds flying in a wild, wicked wind. I see Karr near the portal, raising her stone pendant over her head. Waves of blue light surround her.
Flower Sun, tell the trees to send their power to my stone, now,
she says. Flower Sun sings in a high-pitched voice that echoes over the wind and throughout the woods. I don't see Dreamfire anywhere. Bursts of blue light flow from the roots of the trees and join Karr's blue beam swirling in circles. The strange wind grows more intense. Dobro, Doc, and Ocarina hover near the portal, holding on to rods. Still no sign of Dreamflyer. I hear my name.
Get ready, Bongo!
Karr shouts. She holds the red metal chest in her hands and turns the key. Crack! A spark hits a branch near her. She starts spinning out of control. The chest falls from her hands and springs open. A bright glow from the fire opal inside shoots out. It looks like a giant red snake, spitting fire and slithering up toward the portal. The portal bursts open with gangs of monster sparks flying out with the wind, hurling sparks at trees. Ocarina flies after the metal chest. I can barely see her in the fiery red glow. She grabs the chest and tries to close it. She cannot. The fire opal falls out and drops to the ground. She chases after it and crash lands near Elderroot. I follow. The dream begins to fade. Elderroot sees me.
This is what happens if you're too late to block the portal. Think about time.
He says urgently. The dream keeps fading. I see a ghost-like figure pick up the red stone. It's Amber. I spot her stone pendant glowing. It looks like mine. She turns and faces me before she flies toward the portal and disappears.